will catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
This is Frisson Radio, bringing you the best and brightest of Canadian sounds.
East End, link ups, town center, big ups, fold clothes, shelves stocked like crates, OG style debates, selections on lock. Connection is key, friend affinity like smooth R&B, all in the family. Behind the decks, gospel stand views, running the boards, technique, no cues, pitch perfect, bold chords, solid team, snack aisle dreams. Songs like relics, X's and O's, play jacks, not games, angelic, it's in the name. Fine-tuned on love and life, efforts never faux or free, always gems. You plus me. Welcome to The Fold on Frisson Radio. I'm Ola Matsuka, and joining us in the studio is Scarborough's own Angela Apico and Big Jax. Together, an incredible local duo working hard and making magic through sound. Hi, friends.
Oh,
wow.
I was about to cry.
Bars.
Ola, yes.
Big up Ola. Listen, I never had an intro like that before.
It's deserved.
Thank you.
Crazy. Yeah, you deserve it, both of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, for real. We so appreciate you being in the studio with us today and traveling from afar to spend some time. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having us, man.
I kind of blushed there.
Oh, no.
I was just listening. I'm like, yo, what's she going to hit next? You know, like the angelic line, the snack, you plus me,
I thought that was just like a generic intro, and I'm like, wait.
No. She's spitting right now.
It's a little bit about you and prose, you know? So we have to respect our guests and bring them in the fold properly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You've a great new single out. Just a little closer to the mic. Your latest single, Say It Again.
Yes.
Written by both of you with productions. Yeah, production by Big Jax and Cut Corners as well.
Yes.
I wanted to point out like the opening melody to the tune. We were having a little bit of a conversation with the team with Mix and Abil this week.
Tell me your thoughts.
I was like, it's what is it? I know this song and it is very reminiscent of A Dream by DeBarge.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I chose that sample. It's not that.
Oh, wow.
But I'm like, people are going to hear it and think that, because you're not the first person to be like, oh, yo, that's DeBarge, right? Mm. I'm like, no.
Okay, I love it, yeah.
But it's supposed to evoke that thought,
that
right?
Nostalgia.
So we wanted to, you know, when I heard it, I'm like, oh, we got to flip it and hook it up like that, because people are going to think it's that, but it's not that.
Yeah.
But they're going to think it, so.
Totally. And it's funny because, yeah, you're actually right. And thank you for challenging that, because it's reminiscent of, but there's a tension and release that's like, is it? I don't know. I think so.
Yeah.
And then it pulls back into the track. So it really pulls you in and gives you that feeling of past and present, you know,
and
then bringing in your contemporary approach to it, but always honoring, you know, roots.
Paying homage, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to pay homage to the past, and that's the thing about me and Big Jax's music is to make sure that we bring in the old school music, but the new school sound, and put it into one. So then we are able to not replicate, but I want everybody that's old and young to know what music can be, and anybody can listen to it.
Yeah, and I think too, just like it sounds familiar, even if it's like, is this DeBarge? Is it not? It sounds familiar. I think it is. Is it? I don't know. So just having that thought in your head as you hear it too, right? Because I think it's, you know, it's important to have a song that captures people right off the top.
Yes.
Right? So it's just like, you know, hearing that right from jump, you're like, oh, this is that. And wait a second, is it?
So, yeah. Yeah. I wanted to shout that out because I thought it was really clever and really, really cool.
Thank you.
We were like, oh, yeah, like, could be anything.
Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah.
It's really good. That's
it's so sharp. It's so sharp. Yeah, a bit more about, like, the approach to that song. I know there's you know, some... Is Cut Corners was on that track, too? Or no, Round and...
We gave you a few tracks. So yeah. there is a Cut Corners track as well. I mean, that's my longtime homie who he does a lot of production with me. And he reached out to us for his project because we, you know, he's been co-producing most of the stuff that you know, that we do. And so he had his own project. And, you know, shout out to y'all for playing his music, playing our music, and playing everybody, right? And he was like, yo, I want to get Angela on this joint, you know. Can we make something happen? I'm like, of course. So just send me the stuff. So, you know, we did an original version, and then he went and remixed it too. So
yeah, that's Round and Round. Yeah, yes, yeah. Sorry, apologies. Correction on my end.
No,
I'm going across the board now of the collaborators. But yeah, so no, say it again, Big Jax, Angela.
Yeah.
Got you.
But at the same time, Cut Corners is you know, we have a very small, tight knit team, and Cut Corners, even though he's not visible because he's out in Vancouver too, but he is definitely a huge part of it.
Yeah.
To what we do.
Yeah, and has also complimented you both on how you work together, and noting that is always rewarding and uncomplicated.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I have to say that from meeting you both initially too, there's like this beautiful synergy that I can imagine if I was a producer coming in. It would be that as well. Maybe share more with us, like, about what your approach is together off the top of when you go in to create something new.
Creating something new is hard when you write it down and have like a certain type of process to it. For us, there's no process. Whenever we write, it's all about what we're feeling right now, or what are we trying to be, or did someone else experience the same thing? Let's put it into a song. And honestly, Jay,
I mean,
I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, you know what? It's been great because, like, I've always wanted to do more writing and stuff too. You know, I'm big on the production, but also just the writing side. And Angela has always given me a platform for that, and she's never like. You know, I tell her this all the time, like, she's always been very welcoming of, like, working with me to sit down for us to write songs together, right? Because, you know, some people might be like, nah, yo, I'm going to just write it myself.
Yeah,
they don't want to collaborate or whatever, right? So she's never, like, made me feel like, and because there's times where I send her stuff and I'm always like, I'm hella shy about sending her stuff.
he's scared to show me the demos.
Right, because, yeah, I'll send her reference tracks where I'm singing on it or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But then she'll hear it, and she never, like, makes me feel whack about it, right? So, you know, I always appreciate that. But in terms of the writing process, I'll speak on Round and Round and Say It Again specifically. Round and Round was one of those ones, again, like, you know, Cuddy, he hit me up. He was like, yo, I want you guys to do a few joints. And he sent me a few beats. And Round and Round was just one of those ones I put on. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And then I just started... The chorus came to my head, you know, round and round we go. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, yeah, you know what? There's an idea there. And I just started writing that, and then I brought it to Ange, and then we just, you know, expanded on that. Yeah. And that was really just writing about, like, an idea that kind of came to me. Say It Again, though, that was, like, a personal experience of Angela where, like...
Yeah. You know, he's airing me out.
we're airing out the dirty laundry, but that was a situation where, like, if you listen to the song... And that was a song, too, where I also, like, you know, we wrote it together, but I kind of let, you know, I let her take the lead because it was her speaking on her experiences and, like, real-life things that happened with her. Because, like, she said, too, like, before we write or when we have a writing session, we'll sit down and we'll just have a conversation
first. It's like a therapy session for me and NJ.
Yeah.
We just say, hey, how was work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Yeah, we'll just kind of catch up and talk. And then she might talk about some stuff that's happening. And then I'm like, yo... Let's put that into a song.
Yeah, and that's, like, how usually it comes up with our ideas. We have the beat. We just don't know the melody. We just don't know the lyrics. But then when we're talking about it, you know what? Let's just put it in a song. How am I feeling right now? I'm feeling sad. So we put sad on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And then it goes from there.
Yeah. But for, like, Say It Again, that was just, like, that was a personal one where, like, you know, she was writing from, experiences and stuff too, right? You know, Round and Round was just more kind of like a feeling, and like, I mean, you know, we know of those kind of situations that happen, but it wasn't like, okay, this is something that happened to me, let's write about it.
Yes.
Where Say It Again was like, this is something that I went through, let's write about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's one of the, that's probably one of the only ones that are, it's a hurtful song, but I had to put it out somewhere because you want to forget about it.
Yeah, you're releasing that. It's you know, moving away from feelings, like, right, and or at least like accepting them and looking at like just this like this affirmation of like, what is it? Yeah. You know, what is this? What's going on? And kind of feeling that hurt, right? Mm-hmm. So that's big too, to be able to share that.
And I mean, like she said, you know, music is therapy, right? So like to just to get it out and yeah. kind of be like, yo, you know what? Let me just put my heart and my soul, write it down, and put it into the track.
Yeah. And even leave it in there.
Yeah.
Because like I don't want to re-experience that. Like I'm happy where I am now with my life. So that one is just like a little bit of a piece of the journal that you're going to turn the page and that's over and done with. It's time to make new memories and all that.
Yeah.
And even with that beat for Say It Again, I remember like, you know, when we put it together before Angela had heard it, I remember just like, you know, we had a bunch of beats that, you know, me and Cuddy had worked on. And I'm like, I don't know if she's going to like this one or if she's going to be into it, but she was into it. And, you know, it ended up becoming what it is. Right. So. Mm-hmm. That's been another great thing with Angela. She's very open-minded to, like, when I bring her different sounds and different ideas, she's never like, okay, well, you know, if she's not feeling it, she's not feeling it. And I can usually tell, too, because we'll go through, like, if we have, like, a folder of beats, she'll, like, the ones that where it's like, yo, as soon as I put it on, it's kind of like, you know, I just kind of let her take the lead where it's just like, oh, she's kind of like, I see her gravitating towards this one more than the other one. So let's kind of like work on that. So like Say It Again was one where I showed it to her. I didn't know how she would feel about it. And she was into it. And then, you know, she poured her heart out. And the sample, there's a vocal sample in that beat, too.
Yes. Yeah.
That doesn't say It Again, but she heard it as Say It Again.
Oh,
yes.
and
it sounds like it.
And we turned it into that. So yeah. that's what it says now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, there's so many layers to this track. Let's get into it. Say It Again. Angela Pico, Big Jax here in the fold on Frisson Radio.
Yeah.
That was Say It Again by our guests Angela Pico and Big Jax here in the studio with us, Frisson Radio, The Fold. What I love about that song is a couple of things. Obviously, production, writing, beautiful, incredible lyrics. It's gorgeous. But also there's that affirmation element, right? Yes, we know, you know, we just talked about the theme in the song, but Say It Again, when I think about that in application to like a career in music, affirmation is really important because there's a lot of caveats, there's a lot of challenges that can occur in life. What are some affirmations that you carry with yourselves in your work and in your passion and your intention?
Oh, man.
That's a deep question, Ola.
Yeah, I mean, Angie, you want to start that off or?
No, you start. I was blushing
just
here.
Like, you know, just reminding yourself, you know, you really got to remind yourself who you are in this game. And like, you know, I've been doing this a long time. And even like when I was driving down here, I was thinking to myself, like, you know, you really got to have a thick skin for stuff. And, you know, I appreciate y'all having us on here and all the love that you guys have showed us.
Yes.
Always playing our stuff because, like, you know, even reaching out to make this interview happen, it was just very easy and very smooth and stuff. And it hasn't been like that for everything, right? We've had a lot of doors slammed in our face, a lot of no's, a lot of people just not paying attention or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So just like, you got to remind yourself who you are, though, when everyone else doesn't see it. They don't see it until they see it, but you got to always see it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, even if they don't get it yet, I already know. I already see what it is. They'll catch up later, right? But you got to remind yourself of that too, especially when those down moments happen. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of something that I tell myself all the time.
Yeah, and for me, like the affirmation that I need in my life is to be myself, and that's how I really differentiate myself from the other people who are singing. Because everybody can be a Filipino, a girl, a singer, and if you're not with it or you don't have the mindset, like what Jay said, it's almost impossible for you to even survive to just sing some songs. That's it. Yeah. Not even a career, just to sing some songs.
The mental toughness, I think, is very real. People don't talk about, like, it. Like, if you don't have that, it's very, you know, it can get to you quickly. And, like, you know, there's a lot of people who I see come and go who are talented, who are dope, but they don't have that, like, that mind to be like, yo, you know, I got to keep going, especially push, when things are rough or things aren't like looking up or whatever at that point, right? So having that mental toughness too, and reminding yourself, like I said, reminding yourself who you are, like Ann said, you know, be yourself, stay true to yourself, stay true to what you do and your sound. You know what I mean? Like, one thing that people say to us all the time is like they like the music because it reminds them of like a certain era, a certain time, but at the same time also modern, and that makes me happy because we like to do that. We like to.
You know, bridge the gap.
Yeah, touch on the stuff that, you know, that we came up on that we love, but also, like, you know, keep it fresh for today as well too, right? So just, and that's us staying true to what we do. And even if we do like a record that's a little bit different, or we, you know, get some outside production or whatever, still, it's still like us doing us, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want to just have us hop on trends and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So like Ange said, like, be yourself and just remember who you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. And I feel like the music gives each other a lot of space in the songs, I feel.
Yes.
And I love that. Yeah. Like, I think there's room to really embrace what Angela's doing, and there's room to really embrace what Big Jax is doing with the production. Yeah. And that it's amazing. Nothing is overpowering each other. There's this level of balance and respect.
Yes. Yeah. And just complimenting each other and knowing when to, like, let me step back and let Ange have her shine, and let, you know, when Ange needs to step back and let the production kind of shine, and this, and, you know, it's give and take, right? So I think that's important.
And we're very open with each other if what we don't like and what we do like. We don't ever tear each other down. We just say, like, oh, how about we'll try it like this? If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And right. We'll usually know that immediately.
Yeah, experimentation. Yeah, so with that, we're going to get into the next track. We'll talk about it a bit more following. Wanted to throw to a really smooth groove, Creepin', here in The Fold on Frisson Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Keep real with you, let me explain. You make me feel a type of way, and I got no shame. So I need to know right now, do you feel the same? You're a player like me, but this ain't a game. Them other brothers try, that's why you give me when I stop from name.
Creepin', Angela Pico, Big Jack's Nubian G. Angela, Big Jack's, they're our special guests in the studio this evening.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, yo.
Tune is super funky. West meets
the east.
East.
To the north.
To the north, yes, to the south. Yes. Yeah, really cool collab with Nubian G. Very LA, very California.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. How did this collab come together? And, like, we were chatting off air a bit about this process and this song being so intricate and fun and witty.
And I wanted to give you the song too, because this is actually the only song that we have that features somebody else. Mm-hmm. Right, you know,
and not from here too,
right? And and you know, I just think Nubian G is so dope, and I wanted to make sure, you know, she got heard as well too, right? At the time I was looking for, like, rappers like Kamaya, who's a rapper from Oakland.
Yeah.
And just, like, you know, I'm a big, like, Larry June kind of fan, and I love, like, West Coast rap and stuff, and, like, there's a lot of dudes doing that, but I'm like, yo, where are the women who are doing that stuff? Mm-hmm. And I you know, Kamaya was kind of, like, the only one, and then I'm like, who else is there, right? And I heard, like, another song, and I Shazammed it, and it told me Nubian G, which was actually incorrect. It wasn't Nubian G. And then I went, I'm like, who's this Nubian G? And I went on to her Spotify and I checked out some tracks. I'm like, oh, she's dope. This is what I've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then I reached out to her on Instagram, you know, just messaged her. And she instantly showed love. You know, she was very receptive and everything. And, you know, we just kind of talked or whatever. And, you know, we started working on the song, Angela and I. And, you know, we had the one verse and the song was kind of open. And I'm like, yo, what? We need something else.
Yeah,
it's not hard enough.
Yeah.
We need something to kind of like you know.
We need spice in there.
We need a little something just to kind of like just to wrap it up, right? And I was like, yo, Nubian G, would you be interested in this? And, you know, I sent her a few joints and stuff, and this was one of them. And you know, she wrote to it, And there you go. And yeah. It came together.
Yeah. It's such a fun song and upbeat. Like, you really need to have that break of me singing. I'm already tired of hearing myself. So why not get a rapper in there, right?
Yeah.
She did an incredible job.
Yeah, no, she did her thing. And, you know, she's incredible, too. I wish she was still rapping. I'm always pushing her, like, yo, rack. She mm-hmm. actually, she's been focusing on production.
Okay.
And doing that, but I've been, because I was trying to do some more stuff with her. I'm always in her ear and stuff, but she's doing her thing. But yeah, so, you know, we did that, and I told Ange, I'm like, yo, let's go to LA and film the video out there.
I'm like, you're crazy. I'm like, Jay, you're crazy, but I'll do it.
And we made it happen. You know, she happened to be going to Vegas and LA around a certain time.
For Lovers and Friends, the concert, because I'm a big music head.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, you know what, Jay, we only have one day to do this.
Well, yeah, only had one day. Like, we were both out there for a few days, but we only had one day to shoot.
Yeah.
And so we just coordinated everything. Shout out to Farah from Vancouver, too, who shot the video for us. And she did an incredible job. It's one of my favorite videos that we have. And, just shout out to everyone who was involved in making that happen. We just did a guerrilla style. We pulled up to Venice Beach with no permit or nothing.
People playing basketball.
Yeah. So, you know, we're very big on, like, let's just show up until we get kicked out.
Yeah. Every time we do the gorilla style, I'm usually the one who says, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, we'll be done soon, I promise.
Oh, she can get away. She can finesse it. She got the face for it. I don't, right? So, like, she can, you know, she knows what to do. Whenever we go places and they're kind of like, oh, you're not supposed to be here. She's like, oh, please.
And it works. It works like a charm.
It works, right?
I'm so sorry, but here, I'll be done in 5 minutes, okay? Just tell me how I do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's men usually, so like, okay.
Yeah.
And, so I'm just like.
Do you have a permit? No.
There you go. So yeah, that's how that all came together, man. And, it was a real dope one. Shout out to Nubia and Gio. Hopefully one day we get to perform it with her live. Like, we performed it a few times just ourselves, but hopefully we get Nubian G
on it,
you know, performing with
real
us
time,
live one day.
Yeah, really, really, really fun tune, and it's super, again, the synergy of the, like, making that decision to collaborate and, like, fusing those sounds, like, it really works.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So up next kind of ties into making decisions and going with it and asking for forgiveness later. This is Chose, Angela Pico, Big Jax, Jake One, The Fold on Frisson.
I chose you. I love you.
give my all to you. When I say I do, I do. So I chose you. Give my all to you. When I say I do, I choose you. The way you got me feeling so brand new.
You're in the fold on Frisson Radio. We just heard Chose by Angela Pico, Big Jack's Jake One. Another great tune. We're really blessed this evening. We have like a lineup of beautiful music from both of you. This track specifically is from the 2021 Sunflower EP.
Well, the original version is that remix came later. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to give you to play on it today, because you know we got the big homie Jake One on the remix. And I don't know if people aren't familiar with Jake One, he's produced for Drake. He produced on the new J. Cole record, I Love Her Again. He's produced for Future. He did the theme song for
John Cena. For I'm a big Cena. WWE fan.
Wow.
You know, he's part of Tuxedo. He's worked with De La Soul, MF Doom. You know, his resume, you know, he's worked with Larry June. It's long, it's thorough. And, you know, that's a homie of mine. And, you know, I reached out to him a while back to remix Chose, which originally came out in 2021. And then, you know, we put out a vinyl. So that Jake One remix is on vinyl, a 7-inch vinyl. There's Higher on the A side. That's kind of like our breakout song. And then we got Jake remixing Chose on the B side. So, you know, yeah. The vinyl is out too. If you want to, you know, tap in with me and get a copy, you know, you know, you should definitely do this. It's limited edition, but you know, that Jake One remix, you know, that's a big one for us. So
A well known guy with with a good resume.
Yeah, and again, like, you know, just like, you know, that's my guy. So like when I hit him up about it, you know, he was just, you know, he was open to do it and everything, and you know, we made that happen. And you know, and he. I remember when I first played the remix for Cut Corners, and he was like, oh, damn. Like, yo, he went in, like, you know, they went and constructed, like, a nice, like, it wasn't just like, okay, let's just take a sample and kind of slap something together for y'all. It was like, which would have been dope as well, too, right? But it's like, yo, we sat down and, like, you know, I think they played, it was him and one of his collaborators, Sam Wish, who worked on the remix together, and they sat down and, like, you know, made
it chopped
like
and screwed it for sure.
Oh yeah,
really sounds so good.
Yeah, they put together like an original, like, you know, they put time into it. Like, you know, you could tell, like, okay, you actually sat down and thought about it. So, you know, that felt good as well too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So big up Jake One, man. Seattle's finest. That's my guy, man.
Cool. No, it sounds incredible, and I know that was a big project. You know, the original version from a major project established a lot. Like, I guess you're just like really established like your roots in working together too, you know, one of the first releases. So looking at like Choice as well, and you know, how one chooses to start their careers and lives in music, they're, you know, almost like a dedication or vocation or connection. A lot of that comes from just very DIY practice sometimes too, right? And I know that you used to record music just on like a little iPhone or like a
Apple, the one that comes with the phone.
Yeah,
you know that one, GarageBand.
Yeah,
I've never been in the studio until Jay told me to come with him to the studio. So my studio was my car with a parka. because it was cold outside, because if I do it in the summertime, I'll sweat in the car. But if I do it in the winter, I'll be fine, but I'll be cold, so I can't really move with the parka, because you'll hear this.
Yeah.
No, very DIY.
DIY. And then, I mean, looking, you know, to Big Jack's as well, is coming from, like, the analog, like, the roots of, understanding records, understanding production, understanding, like, the foundation of music to the 10th degree. And that's, you know, applying these things, it's incredible, and starting from the roots, you know. So,
and you know, I like that grittiness of, like, you know, it's nice to be in a polished studio, and we work in a really great studio now. But like, listen, if you can record something in your closet and make it sound fire, you know, we're in a day and age where you can record
you
in your closet, you can record in your bedroom,
the phone.
With your phone, and you know, if you're dope, you're dope, right? Like, no matter. The shiny, fancy studio is not going to make you sound better if you're whack, right? So Angela just sounds incredible, and you know,
thanks, Jay.
You know, if she records in a closet or in a, you know, a $1 million studio, it's going to come through regardless, right? So
I hope so.
Yeah, and it's. I think what I was connecting that to is like just choosing regardless of resources.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Always
yeah.
use your resources. Always,
yeah, all, yeah, whatever resources you have.
How, we what make they, it work. Yeah.
Yeah, making them work whatever they look like.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's something, you know, Angela's always said to me, just like, yo, use your resources. Yeah. And, you know, me being like a hip-hop guy at my core, hip-hop is all about resources and all mm-hmm. about making something out of nothing, right? And just taking what you have and making something out of that. So, you know, we definitely use our resources as much as we can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and with that as well, looking to foundation and roots, I wanted to bring it back to the church.
Yes.
Side of things. You know, we were talking about gospel records earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is, you know, amazing and so integral to a lot of music, beautiful music that we have today, past mm-hmm. and present. But Angela's roots singing in church, right? It's something that I was pondering on the other day is that R&B music has a level of praise in it.
Yes.
Whether it's praising grief or loss or sadness or love or lust, there's these intersections, right? Or these correlations between the two That's pieces. True. So what have you felt that at all
oh, yeah.
in like your I've, application to the music?
Most definitely. The praise breaks in every song, that's what I live for. And the ad-libs. Because usually in church, you're on the fly. So whenever you're doing praise and worship, which I've done, you're on the fly of if the congregation is responding to this song, if they're feeling it. Because obviously you're praying while you're praising, right? So yes, the praise breaks with like, let's say for example, there's such a bad song to correlate it to, but the thong song, he has a praise break in there for one
yes.
reason.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. but it works. Yeah. But yeah, it's the ad libs and the just the riffs and just boldness of just singing, no words, but just singing in general, just whatever you're feeling, it's gonna come out with your praise and worship. It's something different. You can definitely hear it in modern times, R&B in the past, especially the past.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's one thing, regardless of your religious beliefs or whatever, yeah. I just mm-hmm. feel that like gospel music and coming from that background, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, gospel is just R&B for Jesus. But like, but like when you
praise the Lord, yeah.
when you hear it, like there's just a feeling there, regardless, again, like regardless of how you feel about the message or whatever or your religious beliefs, there's a feeling there. And I feel that, like, you know, you've heard this in conversation before, but I do feel that, like, that gospel, that church element is missing in today's R&B when yeah. it comes to just, like, that sound and that soul and that feeling. Again, regardless of your beliefs, I just feel that, like, you know, in the 90s and the 80s and so you heard it, you know
yes.
what I mean? Like, you couldn't even, like, it was, like, one and the same, and it resonated in the performances. You know, like Jodeci, those records, they're talking about, you know,
something else, yeah.
You know, some really, you know, secular business or whatever. But at the same time, it's like you can hear those church vocals coming through, right? And I feel like that's something that's missing today, too. So it's, and you can always tell when the singer has that background.
Mm-hmm. 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 You can hear it.
Yeah. And with that, going towards another emotive track, here's I Cry. Angela Pico, Big Jax, The Fold on Frisson Radio.
Always seem to make me cry.
Make me cry.
Cry.
the Fold on Frisson Radio. You just heard I Cry by Angela Apigo and Big Jax. They're here in the studio with us today, and we're having a really awesome conversation about music.
Yes, yes.
Specifically their music, which is incredible.
Thank you.
We're starting to wrap up the hour, but I wanted to rewind the tape a bit and delve into just some summary points of your roots in Toronto specifically, or Scarborough, but growing up in these places and what your family roots have established in the case of like your understanding of music and your approach today. So I know, Big Jax, you spent a lot of time with your father and his vinyl collection and Calypso records and a lot of Caribbean music, which is incredible. And, you know, leading into your super in-depth knowledge as a DJ and producer and using that wax medium. Angela, on the contrast too, we've been talking a lot about R&B today, but with your father as well, there's a connection to rock music, specifically Scorpions.
Yes, Scorpions, Journey, Bryan Adams, all that. My dad loved that.
Yeah, and so what have, I guess, like in summary, what has your family upbringing or, you know, heritage kind of enlisted in you in your journey in sound?
That. It's not a touchy subject. I'm just emotional. But honestly, what they've done for me in terms of just support of being myself, they were never embarrassed. And they always told me to go for what I want to do in life. But in terms of my dad and my mom and their taste for music is very sporadic. It could be rock, it could be R&B, it could be original Filipino music. They have that all. And all of those music choices that they've played for me as a child, I took from every single record. And again, growing up, they were very supportive. It's just... It's hard. It's hard to find yourself nowadays for the other artist, and I'm glad that I'm still able to pinpoint who I am in terms of this the whole music thing.
And you know, you're big up your parents because you know they raised you right, and they just gave you that good musical foundation, and the fact that you know just yeah you know. I love seeing you. You know, when you and your dad would go for like you know the big arena stadium rock shows. You know, but you know you do the gospel. You know, we talked about gospel. We talked about R&B. You know, but then you know the Bryan Adams and all that too, right? So like,
I tried to make sure that he was my dad was in the floor seats because we couldn't afford that before, right? And obviously, I'm not trained classically or we didn't pay for lessons to sing or play piano. We couldn't afford that either. So they were just happy to let me do all the YouTube stuff for fun and sing at church, sing anywhere I go to. So again, the support is just unreal from my parents, even at this age.
And you know, for myself, you know, you mentioned my dad and, you know, he was, you know, definitely a big influence, not even like intentionally. It was just, you know, he was definitely like between my two parents, he was really like the real musical one where like, you know, he had his record collection too, a lot of Calypso stuff. Him and like Mighty Sparrow used to talk on the phone all the time.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and so, you know, and there was like a little bit of like the jazz influence and stuff too. I remember going to Play the Record with my dad back in the day and like other record shops and stuff like as a kid. But at the same time, you know, my mom would hold it down too, right? You know, there's, to me, one of the biggest pictures that I have is like my SoundCloud profile picture. And it's me when I'm like probably two or three or four maybe. And I'm sitting there listening to Thriller. You know, you have the Thriller
that's
album.
That's crazy.
Right?
Which, you didn't see it.
Which I still have the album today. But I told my mother, I told her, I'm like, you know what, that picture that you took pretty much was like, that foreshadowed my entire, like life. This picture right here defines my whole life. And, you know, you didn't even realize that at the time, right? But, you know, my parents were definitely big on that. And like, even, you know, back in the day, my parents would go to like Play the Record on Thursdays or whatever, like, you know, because I would be up in the suburbs. And I'd be like, you know, they'd be working downtown, and I'm like, yo, can you pick up this new release? Because they worked real close to Play the Record, right? So, you know, they would go and pick me up records every week and stuff like that. So, you know, big up both my parents for just, you know, supporting that.
Yeah, we love supportive parents. Yeah. It's rare to see that nowadays.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we extend a lot of gratitude to those who lift us up every day. That is the title. of the next song we're going to play.
I see what you did there, not home.
By Angela Pugo and Big Jax. Good music every day. That's Every Day by Angela Pigo and Big Jax here in the Fold on Frisson Radio.
Thank you for playing that. That's actually my personal favorite song of ours. I love all the songs, but that's I don't know, something about that one that I just love so much.
It has the praise break at the end where it's a collaborative with everybody. It's the Monday to Sunday.
You know, and we're talking about that. And I remember when we recorded that, we were, you know, thinking about getting like a choir on there at the end. You know, maybe that could happen at some point. But Angela can be the choir herself too. Angela does it all. Like, that's the one thing when you listen to, as you listen to all these songs, all the vocals except for the Nubian G, all those vocals that you heard are all Angela.
Yeah.
So everything in there, you know, she's
all the harmonies, everything. The ad libs, and they're usually random too.
So thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you both. And the praise. You know, going back to the praise element at the end and loving that, just shouting out the whole week, just
exactly. Monday to Sunday.
Monday to Sunday. It never stops. 24/7, 365
Right.
Yeah. So we're coming up to the end of our hour and time with both of you, and it's been such a joy. Truly, really fun.
Thank you.
Man,
fun
big time. Big up to all y'all, man. Big up to Frisson. Big up to the Foley, man. Like, this is just.
We're so grateful to be here.
Yeah.
And like, no, y'all been playing our music, but like, you guys sat us down and like really did the research too. So
yeah,
it means a lot.
It's all Ola.
No, it's team effort.
It's the entire team, man.
No, it's always the team.
I'm
you know?
So glad, though. Yeah. And you guys went in depth with stuff that we've never spoken before. So sometimes we're a little bit like we're halting because we're like, oh my gosh, no one asked us that before.
No, it's great. So thank you.
Well, it's all deserved, you know. And with that, with all of the work that you've done today, the projects that have been released, and the effort and intention.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up next? What are intentions that you'd like to put out there for the year ahead? In general,
you know, we're always working on stuff. I'm gonna just keep it brief and just say, you know, just follow me on Instagram, DJ Big Jax, and you know, that will take you to everything else. You know, my YouTube, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Twitter, TikTok, whatever it is, right? So just get me on there, and then that's where you can begin your journey with us.
Yeah, that's so true. And at Angela Apigo.
Yeah, and from there we'll be able to check out any shows upcoming, any new projects, DJ gigs.
Yeah, we're always working on stuff. We got a lot of stuff, you know, that we, you know, that we've recorded that hasn't come out yet too. So you know, things are coming. So just get us on our socials, and then from there we'll take you to where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we're going to close out with a song that's called Round and Round, and this is the one that has Cut Corners the production.
Yeah, well, it's a Cut Corners song.
Cut Corners song.
And there's the original version, but I gave you the remix, you know, just a little something, you know, different, a little up-tempo joint. And the remix, the original is down-tempo, but then, you know, he gave us a little up-tempo one,
remix,
too.
Yeah.
So,
you know. Shout out to Cut Corners.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and really, again, like a beautiful, uplifting tune that will take us into the next hour. But just to sum it up super brief, that circular element, round and round, one word to describe how you've grown or how you feel from the experience of collaborating together in this partnership.
Collaborating together?
Yeah.
I feel blessed. Blessed to have known Jay for many years, and it's just gonna keep continuing on. And he's already experienced with me the heartbreaks, the family stuff, the music, and evolving in my music and in my craft. So I'm very blessed in my life to have known Jay and worked alongside.
Definitely blessed, definitely a blessing, and just an intention. I mean, you already said it, just everything that we've been doing is just, you know, making sure that we do it with intention, and then. And just, you know, putting our heart into it and all that. So, yeah.
Lovely. The praise. The praise goes round and round. That song is up next. Keep it locked for the next hour. Mix has your Saturday night playlist queued up. And big thanks again to Big Jax, Angela Pico, for being in the fold on Frisson Radio.
Thank you, Frisson.
Round and round we go. Round and round we go. The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department